Hi everybody, welcome to season 5 of the Pechay Show. I'm your host, Shari, and in this podcast, we talk about everything and anything about sex and sexuality, love and relationships, because we believe maulay ang buhay sa sinibawang Pechay. Please support the podcast by following us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hi mga kapechay, welcome to season 5. Our episode for tonight is all about sex toys. And it's an episode I've been wanting to do for a long time, but I wanted to record it na hindi ako lang. I wanted to talk to someone who knows more about it than I do. I found the right person to talk this with. And our guest for tonight, special guest, is the owner of the sex toy shop, Frisky Unlimited, Miss Neil. Hi!
Hi! Hi to all the listeners.
Yes. Hi, how are you? Kumusta ka?
Really good.
After ng episode, check out, ilalagay ko yung mga links nila sa description natin. So check their things out. So to start, nasa Philippines tayo and alam naman natin, traditionally napaka-conservative ng culture natin dito. Well, not as much as it was before, pero it still is, kinda. So can you tell us more about your business? Anong nagpa-decide sa inyo na mag-start ng sex toy business sa Philippines?
It was during the middle of the pandemic when my partner and I decided to put up yung Frisky. So given the restrictions of the lockdown, we knew, humans being sexual beings still had to address their needs, even in the comforts of their homes. And kami ng partner ko being sex toys users as well, we somehow saw the gap in having toys that are of quality but at the same time affordable. There were a lot of shops selling toys but they could be either really pricey or yung quality would be not super good.
Agree.
That's what made us start. And ako, I came from an exclusive Catholic school in high school.
Same.
So, diba parang there was so much suppressed ethnic sexual tension and you weren't really allowed to express yourself freely. So I really wanted to find a way to express that pent up tension from all those years.
I relate to that. Since kinder till university, Catholic
till university.
Oh my god.
Same.
But, yeah. And tingnan mo, nasaan tayo ngayon? I think it doesn't matter, pero yeah. So speaking of, kamusta sa perspective mo na ito yung business mo. Kamusta yung sex toy scene dito sa bansa natin?
Users, sex toy. I think, sex shops naman have been around since the 90s, early 90s. But it's only now na parang it's become more accepted, more popular, especially with the generation with millennials and Gen Zs, parang they're more open to discussing these taboo topics. But, coming from a really exclusive, Catholic school, it was very hard to tap into this business kasi most of my connections are, Chinese. And, I came from a Chinese school kasi. So, there's this, judgment pa rin coming from them na it's either they judge you or they laugh or they try to support you but deep down may parang hesitancy pa rin sila. Yun yung medyo setback na.
I agree and I relate. Kasi even before itong podcast, which by the way is also a quarantine baby, even yung closest friends ko, like they listen to it, pero hindi nila i-share sa Facebook nila. Or,
Hindi
nila, yung pinaka-close kong friends don't even like my page on Facebook kasi dapat ka lumitaw, tapos makita ng mga tao, ganyan. So I think there's still that level of judgment. But I think, well, that's the goal naman of my podcast and so many other people na parang one conversation at a time, ma-break down natin yung mga barriers na yan.
True. Okay. True. I relate to that, yung mga friends. Like, mga barkada mo, hindi sila ganun ka. Like, they support you silently, pero hindi nila i-share.
Bumibili ba sila sa shop mo?
Oo, bumibili naman sila. Okay. But, you know, yung main group of friends ko, sila, nag-share sila. But when it comes to high school friends, I understand that they're hesitant, you know. Yun. Pero okay lang for me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about toys. I have a list of questions here na mix of personal, my own questions, questions from yung fans ng show, and also some common questions na I think mapapakinabangan ng mga nakikinig. Because surprisingly, I've been exposed to different groups of people by now. Over a year na yung podcast, and I've met so many people na sexually active and sex positive. But surprisingly, yung iba, like, even with their kinks, there's still a lot of people na hindi gaano well-versed pagdating sa toys. It's shocking, and at the same time, it's nice kapag may nag-reach out na nanghihingi ng recommendations for beginners. I find it cute kasi parang, oh, no, tulungan ko sila sa kanilang sexual journey, parang ganyan. Okay, so first question. Ano ang mga recommendations mo for people who are just either thinking about getting their first toy or like marami silang parang kinakabahan sila na safe ba to? May, you know, may bad effects ba siya sa like physical health, and those who are in relationships, like mga couples, meron ka bang marirecommend na sex toys for them?
Okay, so usually for girls, what we recommend is yung clit sucker. So it's one of the most like it's super easy to operate kasi, and it you know, being Filipinos, and most Filipinos living with their families pa, it's so hard, it's so easy to hide kasi mukha siyang ano lang, parang yung pang facial na nagsasuck ng blackheads. So, that's what you always recommend. Yun, number one, because it's easy to use and it's not super invasive, as in hindi siya, since it's just a clit sucker, it's not necessarily something that you, yeah, it's external lang. You don't have to insert it. It's not, you don't need to worry about penetration. Ganyan, lalo na kung first timers.
Yeah.
And then for guys, what they usually get and what we usually recommend are the masturbators. So it could be the egg, the Tenga egg, or big masturbator cups. And most of them are actually open to that naman. Parang, I think most guys na kahit first time nilang bumili, they also gravitate towards that because it's like, yung pinaka-sikat eh, yun yung pinaka-nakita nila online palagi.
Masturbators. They see it sa porn.
It's sa porn. It's super common. And then for couples, we usually recommend mga vibrator wands. So, these are for couples who like parang foreplay, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Kasi pwedeng magamit yung vibrating wands sa katawan. Massage them, you know, for playing, ganyan. And then, if they want to explore further naman, and even if they're just beginners, like, we've had a couple customers na they choose BDSM sets or BDSM kits. Which is kind of surprising because, you know, hindi naman siya ganun ka, you know,
mainstream.
Hindi siya ganun kasikat. Yeah, mainstream sa dito sa Philippines, sa culture.
Oh, so, you'll be surprised.
I mean, pili lang kasi talaga. I mean, based sa customers namin. Because maybe on Twitter, medyo sikat siya. Because, yun nga, we have a lot of clients na sa IG order or sa Facebook. Uh-oh. So yun, we were kind of surprised that couples would gravitate towards yung mga BDSM sets din kahit parang first time nila.
Nice. Okay. Sabihin ko lang, it's interesting na yung first recommendation mo is the clit sucker. Kasi I literally just had a conversation about that. Mga 2 hours bago kita tinawagan. There's this guy, shout out ko na, hi Mayor Jared, ito na yung tanong mo. It's one of the questions actually. Sabi niya, paano ba yung maandar? Like, anong ginagawa niya and everything. Tapos extension ng mga picture. Paano ba ito? Sabi niya ganyan. And it's, he's not like a newbie ha. Like, kaya tinatawag namin siya Mayor kasi he's like, meron siyang kinasasakupan na sexual community. Parang ganun yung level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in here is very kinky ganyan. So it's nice na ganyan, nagtanong siya. And may mga sumagot kasi may group chat kami for the show and dami sumagot na girls na oh my god the best like all positive things na the best yan, like nanginginig ka na.
Yeah, uh-oh, totoo. Yun with good suckers kasi parang hindi siya, it's such a different sensation as in lalo na if it's your first time using a toy or even if you've experienced using vibrators, clit sucker, yung parang kakaiba talaga yung sensation niya. And it's super mild, but as you increase the levels, parang
intense
na. Like, people usually tell us, yung mga reviews, they usually say na, I never knew I could experience like an orgasm na ganon through that type of sensation. Yeah. So okay. Yeah, that's why it's cool. Really a bestseller din.
Yeah, I bet. Ito pa, isang question. Ito naman is from a girl. Sabi niya, I think her question is about wands and vibes. Hindi ba daw, wala ba daw like bad effect sa kamay mo if you use it for like, siguro masyadong matagal or sobrang vibration siguro yung tanong niya.
With vibe wands kasi, hindi naman siya ganun ka, I mean, kasi yung vibe wands na binibenta namin, we make sure that only the head moves. So parang, it's a big factor din na ganun yung quality ng wand na hindi yung buong body ng wand yung gumagalaw. Kasi nakaka-analay talaga siya. So, yeah.
Okay,
I think
sense.
The only effect is if you use it, like, hindi naman siguro out ng 2 hours.
Oh my God.
But oh, yeah. So far, parang there's no effect naman. Malay mo siguro. But...
Yeah, and sinasabi ko din lagi, as much as possible, kung bibili kayo ng toys, huwag yung tipirin. I mean, gets ko naman eh. Like, lahat naman na tao gusto magtipid minsan. Lalo na sa Shopee, Lazada, ang daming cheaper options, right?
Yes.
But, na-compare ko na kasi, I tried one, tapos bumili ako ng higher quality. Iba yung mismong use, yung experience, and ayun lang, parang kasi you're putting things in your private inside, areas, right? So parang doon ka na sa safe and at the same time, mas okay yung sensations. Ngayon, in relation doon sa panginginig, tanong nila, gaano ba daw kaingay yung toys? Like vibrators, siguro.
Yun, it also the yung sound or intensity ng sound also depends on the type of toy, like what material is used. So if it's silicone, usually the vibrations are really, really discreet lang. If the toy is, if the vibrator is made of plastic and it's battery operated, dun mo mapapansin yung medyo, it's a bit louder, ganyan. So yeah, what we usually recommend din, for those who want to be as discreet as possible, may mga roommates, ganyan. We recommend yung mga rechargeable para, you know, it's silicone and mas the motors or mm. parang mas tino yung sound niya. Uh-oh. So hindi gaano ka ano.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't know na may diff. Well, I tried battery operated and I tried rechargeable. Akala ko yung ano lang economical value lang yung difference nila. But yeah, I guess oo, mas tahimik nga yung ano rechargeables. Okay, yeah. Cool. Ngayon, kasi yung nagtanong noon, she still lives sa with her family.
Mm-mm.
Tapos like pag naglilinis yung mommy niya, nakita na daw yung condoms niya, yung mga lube niya. So, oh follow-up question sa akin na hindi ko alam paano ko sasagutin. Paano daw niya itatago yung mga toys na hindi madaling makita? May sagot ba doon?
Parang, I think it really depends per person din naman kung gaano ka kagaling. Ganyan nangyari sa best friend ko, as in exactly like that. Meron siyang dildo. Tapos nakita ng mom niya and then pinatapon sa kanya. Oh. But you know, her being a wild, I mean, mm-hmm. being, you know, practicing her sex positivity and yeah. everything. And wala, support pa rin siya. Bumili pa nga siya ulit sa amin. Mm. But for her, pinili niya na yung discreet, which is the yung clit sucker and the glass dildo naman. Parang kasi mukha lang siyang display.
Yeah.
So, di ba?
Ang cute.
Para-paraan din.
Yeah. So, be smart, guys. You know?
Uh-oh.
So, since you mentioned yung glass, alam natin na iba-iba yung materials ng toys, right? With, especially with dildos and vibrators. Ano yung best? Or kung hindi man best, ano yung differences ng like glass, plastic, silicone, ganyan? And paano mo nalaman which one is the right one for you?
I think sa when it comes to beginners, what we usually recommend is yung to start with the silicone because mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's the safest. There's mm-hmm. a lot of silicone. I mean, most of our toys are medical grade silicone or, you know, body safe silicone. Those are what they use to make yung sa bottle ng baby, yung yung nipple yung bottle ng baby. Yan, ganun siya.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we recommend. And then yun din, I mean, we recommend that because it's, you know, parang velvety siya, so hindi mm-hmm. siya ganun ka-intrusive pag mm-hmm. decide to insert it, in, you know, for penetration.
Uh-oh.
For glass naman, we noticed that most people who buy the glass dildos or those who have experience or, you know, those who aren't really afraid to explore,
right?
They're comfortable inserting, you know, that type of foreign object inside, so...
Mm-mm.
Yun. And then for plastic, it's also a good like starter toy after silicone, but that's if like you want to kind of save up a bit kasi mas mura naman talaga yung plastic na
right.
ano. Yeah,
okay.
So yun.
Okay, so
and also yun.
Sige go.
Yun, since iba-iba yung material, iba-iba rin yung cleaning process.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. So,
yeah. Yun. So for pag mga medical grade silicone or silicone, we usually those are usually naman most of the time waterproof, so mm-hmm. they can wash it with water and mild soap.
Mm-hmm.
Same with glass. Others even boil their yung mga mm-hmm. glass na dildos.
Yeah,
but use pwede siya. Okay. But you know, it still has to depend on what type of glass they are. Usually naman may mga instructions that come with it.
Okay. So hindi na ba nila kailangan bumili ng special, kasi I see some in some shops may parang sex toy cleaner. Oo. Yeah. Ano yung mga
yun? It helps, but yung mga yun kasi those are really safe for the silicones talaga. Kunyari, bumili ka ng silicone na toy, you can't use kasi hindi mo pwede gamitan ng oil, any oil-based or alcohol-based cleaners mm-hmm. yung mga yun. So, those cleaners are really designed for those.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if anything, you can still use yung mga mild soap na mm-hmm. to wash them. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if I'm looking for a vibe, a vibrator, what features should I look for kung ito yung first vibrator ko?
You know, when people ask us like what's a good beginner toy, I would usually recommend different types of toys kasi it depends on how adventurous you are then. Parang if you feel that you can penetrate, you can try penetration, we usually recommend yung mga silicone-based toys na maraming speed features or frequencies. So that way, the beginner can find out kung kaya niya bang yung ganit, kung ano yung gusto niya, basically, kung gaano ba kalakas yung speeds na gusto niya, ganyan. Also, you have to look at yung function. Kunyari, gusto mo nga mag-explore, pero yung gusto mo i-explore is clit sucking and vibration. So, meron kaming toy na gano'n, na parang 2-in-1. May vibrator siya, tapos may clit sucker pa siya. So, yun, it depends on like what type of feature you think you're willing to, ano, to explore when it comes to toys then.
Yeah. Makes sense. Is a loop also. Yeah. What type
as of now,
kasi iba pa din, di ba?
Yeah, yun, as of now, we only have one type of lube, which is the water-based lube. Since most of our toys na are made of silicone, that's what we usually recommend then. So we don't sell oil-based kasi using oil-based lube, masisira yung ano yung toys.
Pero may benefit ba yung one type versus the other, or preference lang ba? So I haven't tried yung oil eh. Di ba siya mainit?
Yun nga eh. Usually for oil-based lubes, yung mga gumagamit nun is for foreplay din, or when yun for foreplay ng mga nag-BDSM, parang yun napapansin ko, yun yung prefer nilang base. It also lasts longer, and usually guys mahilig sa oil-based lube. But for girls, parang hanap nila is water-based.
Okay. Let's talk about using toys while having sex with your partner. Kasi yung iba, parang yung preconceived notion when it comes to toys is you buy them kasi wala kang jowa, wala kang asawa, and you're lonely. Yun yung ano eh, parang bias. But it's not really true. I mean, introducing toys into a relationship can actually help
strengthen
with your diba, sex life. And
yes,
parang yung sinaunang paniniwala is na si threaten well for ano for maybe straight couples, yung guy, para guys na si threaten sila na I have a dick, why do you need a dildo or a vibrator? But I'm feeling ko parang nababawasan na yung ganong mentality.
Yes.
What can you say about using toys with your partner, and how can you introduce using toys into your sex life?
I believe yung notion before is, especially with straight couples, they usually get jealous pag yung partner gumagamit ng ano, dildo or vibrators. Like, they kind of feel insecure na, like, am I not giving you enough pleasure? But, you know, thankfully, you know, as days go by, I think a lot of people are heavily influenced also by the type of movies or the type of porn porn they watch. So, nakikita nila na, oh, okay, it's okay to use toys, even if you're not an LGBT couple, you can still use toys. And I think it's such a great way to really explore each other's body, especially if married kayo and, you know, you're looking into exploring each other's bodies nga, diba? So it's such a good way as well to find out what your partner wants. Because it's not all the time na, totoo naman, it's not all the time na your partner can give you what you want sexually. So through these toys, at least you help your partner, diba? Parang finish din.
Yeah, and in addition to that, alam naman natin na may orgasm gap between women and men. And I know guys, well, people in general who are givers, mm-hmm. and lagi nilang goal is to please the other person. But sometimes, mm-hmm. hindi natin maiwasan na performance issues or stress or whatever reason, it doesn't happen. And I think toys are a great way to bridge that gap.
Yes.
You know, lalo, well, especially if we're talking about pleasing women, alam naman natin na, ano, hindi tayo limited sa isang orgasm lang per sexual encounter. So, mm-hmm. I think toys can help you give all that you can give at any certain mm-hmm. point. Paano naman kung LDR? I think isa mm-hmm. yan sa mga reasons why people resort to toys then kapag naka-abroad or malayo sa partner. Ano mga toys yung perfect for long-distance couples?
Yeah, we get this a lot because as of now, we're still working on trying to distribute here toys that can be used for LDR couples, meaning mm-hmm. those that can be controlled through an app. Because we know that there's a lot of toys naman already na ganun, but those are really pricey. Like, they would range from 7 to 15,000. So we're still trying to find, you know, something that we can sell here na kayang, I mean, like, abot kaya ng budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
And, but we've had a couple customers na LDR sila, and what they would do is they would buy from our shop and then papa ship sa significant other nila. Uh-huh. And then they would still do the video calls, and that's when they would use mm-hmm. the toys cool. at the same time. So there's, you know, they still find ways then.
Oh, naman. Pag may gusto, may paraan. I think, ano, for the second half of 2020 and first half ng year na to, our top episode was the one about cyber sex, sexting, video calls, and phone sex.
Yes.
Because quarantine and people had to get creative. And I think totoo yung sinabi mo. I mean, I did experience that also. Kasi nag-LDR kami for a while ng girlfriend ko. So, sabi ko nga, dahil sa quarantine, naging porn star ako.
At least para sa girlfriend mo lang.
Oh yeah, di ba na yun? Anyway, ito medyo general question. Pero parang fear / curious anxiety. Sabi, tanong nung ibang people na hindi pa gumamit ng sex toy pero gusto and very interested. Kapag ba daw nag-start sila na mag na bumili and gumamit ng sex toys, ma-addict ba daw sila?
I think ano siya, it's more on that person discovering her body more and discovering what she really likes pag gumamit ng sex toys. Mm-hmm. And I've read a couple articles saying that when you use sex toys, you actually kind of exercise yourself to orgasm more. Parang you learn how to orgasm as well. So, you know, when you bring that outside of your private life and you have sex with your, you know, with people, parang madadala mo siya na parang hindi ka mahihirapan mag-orgasm because you know what you want as well after using sex toys.
Yeah. I think madalas kong sabihin to and baka nagsasawa na silang marinig, but I believe that through masturbation and, you know, just exploring your own body, your own sexuality, hindi lang siya, well, it's a form of self-love, but also, I think, kapag ginawa mo kasi yun, tapos, you learn things about your own sexuality,
your body,
and then eventually when you do have sex with someone, it helps you kasi whether hookup yan or relationship siya, I think, how would you communicate to that person na, this is what you want, this is what you don't want, ito yung, this gets you off, if you don't know for yourself, diba?
Yes. Yeah. That's true.
Mm-mm. So, yeah. Pro-masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay. Last few questions. Pero, before that, why don't you tell our listeners kung ano yung mga current collections ninyo na you guys are carrying and selling?
Oh, yes. For now, we have a lot of, we're big on clit suckers and vibrating ones. So it's really a best-selling item, yung Alexa clit sucker, because yun nga, most of our customers are actually beginners. Those were first-timers looking to explore the world of sex toys. And it's super really fulfilling to know that we get to be part of their sex toy journey. So we try as much as possible to bring in a lot of clit suckers then, so they have a lot of choices. And then for the guys, we have masturbators and we have automatic ones, but as of now sold out, but we're restocking in a few weeks then.
You mean flashlights, tama ba?
Yes.
Is that
the
same thing?
Parang flashlights. Yes. Okay. So we have yung masturbators na may mga vibrators sa loob. So guys also enjoy, actually. Parang the tendency is people think na vibrators are just for women, but actually guys would really benefit from using vibrators as well. And it gives them much more pleasure at the same time while using masturbators. So yun, those are the two.
Okay. How about yung mga non-beginner toys? Like, you mentioned you have BDSM kits. Do you have more? Do you have toys like for advanced kinks? Parang ganun.
As of now, we have yung mga BDSM, which include yung ball gag, nipple clamps. So those are really specified kinks then. So not everyone enjoys naman. Their nipples. So we also have the yung Octavia dildo, the glow in the dark dildo. It's like an 8-inch dildo. So malaki siya. As in, gulat din when I saw that first. And a lot of the Shopee reviews na meron kami, they would always comment na parang, oh my god, ang laki pala nito, ganyan. Nakakagulat. So yun. Those are sort of for those with experience.
Okay, follow-up doon. Sizes ng dildos. Well, alam naman natin na very flexible yung insides ng girls. But, meron bang any considerations at all kapag pumipili ka ng like inches? Di ba may nasa descriptions yung inches?
Most of our clients are really like they really see to it na yung in like yung size and yung girth ng dildo na bibili nila is fit for them. So a lot of them really ask, is this like how thick is this, ganyan, and we have other variations. So yun, as much as possible we also try to give a variety of options na para rin may choice sila kasi not everyone can do an 8-inch dildo right away then. So yun.
Okay. Natawa ako kasi laging tinatanong ng girlfriend ko if she should buy me a bigger dildo. Kasi we have what tawag namin sa kanya, Pinoy size. Right. And okay. Before her, in my past life, parang nakukwento ko sa kanya na I hooked up with foreigners na guys. Tapos,
masakit.
Nung, well, not really. Nung yung face ko na yun, parang may racist tendencies ako kasi I won't hook up with Pinoys after having foreigners
experience.
So sabi niya, akala ko ba ayaw mo yung Pinoy sa sabi niya, so bibilan ba kita ng ano tawag doon? American size.
American size. Oh my God, sobrang ganyan din yung ano ko, like yung best friend ko na puro foreigners nga rin yung prefer niya. So, yun.
I think may mga ganong,
niya yung builders.
May mga ganong face strong talaga.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your final words sa mga nakikinig na Pinoy at Pinay about using sex toys? Whether first time nila or they're looking for something new or out of the ordinary.
What I can tell the Filipinos, you know, Filipinos being a predominantly Catholic country, there's a lot of hesitation, especially in our culture, parang there's a lot of judgment. People still see sex toys as something funny. You know, sex education isn't really something that people take seriously here in the Philippines. They seem, parang, they think it's a joke. Ganyan. So, I think so those who, you know, are looking to explore, just for me, don't let the judgment of others try to stop you from exploring your bodies. Kinakanya tayong decisions with what we want to do with our bodies. And that's what we always try to promote then sa Frisky, na sex positivity isn't always you being addicted to sex and just liking sex. You know, it's you accepting people and people's decisions, respecting their decisions then. So, you know, sex toys are everywhere, and if you just find like a shop who can cater to you and what you want, then that's perfect, because parang mag-guide ka rin naman. A lot of the people in this industry are super willing to guide beginners and, you know, experts alike into exploring their bodies and, you know, their likes. So, again, just don't be hesitant, you know. There's a lot of people who are willing to help and encourage you then. So, yeah.
Yeah, and if yung kinakatakot nyo is if pag dineliver sa inyo, makita ng kapitbahay mo or ng nanay mo, tatay mo. Usually, discreet packaging to, right?
Yes. Yes. Always. That's what we, you know, we always tell our clients na you don't have to worry kasi super discreet. We remove yung mga description.
May nakita akong, matagal na to eh, pero may nakita akong nag-viral na picture online. Para umorder siya sa Shopee ata. I'm not sure. Ng dildo. Like yung may base. What do you call those? Yung rubber.
Yung base rubber. Sa dildo.
So, yung pagkaka-wrap niya is, hindi mo makikita kasi dark color yung plastic. Uh-oh. Pero parang ni-wrap siya.
Yeah.
Around.
Pinalo
niya yung shame. So, thank you naman. Well, I think hindi naman ganon yung hindi naman kayo ganon.
We really put them in the corrugated box, ganyan, and we remove all item descriptions. We even remove the store name. So
very nice.
Meron din may mga clients kami na nagre-request na can you only ship the toy and not the box, kasi natatakot daw siyang hindi niya alam paano i-dispose kaya makita sa trash can kakaiba rin yung requests ng iba't ibang tao
mga hindi mag-isa sa bahay. Okay, final question, this is for me, kasi we've been thinking of getting a new toy for us, and what would you recommend para sa amin? I wouldn't say we're beginners, but we want to add a new toy sa collection namin. Maybe meron ka bang recommendation?
Yes, for you guys, I think you'd like, since you mentioned that you already have yung clit suckers or
natin yung... Okay, we have a strap-on, we have a vibrator, dildos, and a BDSM kit.
So if you want, you can venture into clit suckers. So as I said kanina, meron kami yung 2-in-1. It's a clit sucker mm-hmm. with vibrating feature. So yung head niya is a clit sucker while the wand or the body vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get the best of both worlds in just one toy. Because
okay.
yung, di ba, usually yung mga clit suckers, it's just clit suckers. They don't really vibrate.
Uh-oh.
So that with that toy, it's called mm-hmm. the Angela. With that toy, you get to experience both. So parang mm-hmm. Makikita okay. mo if mas gusto mo ba yung vibrator or yung ano
right.
sucking sensation. But we also have if you're like more adventurous then and you already have yung mga dildos. We have this Nikki Vibe. It's 3-in-1 naman. So
mm-hmm.
this one, it's a vibrator with so it's a G-spot massager. Then yung typical na bunny vibrators, di ba? Na ta-target yung clit. So while the G-spot massager is inside, tina-target mo yung clit
mm-hmm.
with a bunny. But at the same time, there's another one at the other end, which is parang anal beads. So, skin one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Papakita ko yung pictures.
Sige.
yun.
Okay. So parang rabbit na may bonus.
Oo, na may bonus sa likod na anal beads
okay,
ko siya.
Okay, cool.
Yan.
Yes. All right. So I will let you tell our listeners where to find you guys on social media, saan sila pwedeng order, bumili ng mga stuff nyo.
Yes. So we're really active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and we're launching our website in a few days as well.
Oh, cool.
So aside from Lazada and Shopee, we'll have a website where they can also order.
Great. Thank you so much, Neil. It was a very nice conversation. Okay. And sana, I think, I know, marami namang makaka-relate and find value with our conversation.
Especially you, like, ikaw rin parang nakita ko, like, you're active on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I think medyo same nga tayo ng parang
pinafollow and stuff.
Yeah,
oh yeah, very much so. But tingnan background natin similar.
Oo nga. So I think a lot of your listeners will appreciate this, you know, this segment from you then. So yeah,
definitely. Thank you so much again, and guys, check out Frisky sa socials and yung links nila lalagyan natin yan sa baba. Thank you, Neil. Have
Thank
a good
you
evening.
You as well.